All right.
All right.
It is Wednesday,
November 11th, 2020.
And I am Anthony Ferraro.
My name is Kelly Ann Walborn.
And this is the Blind Busking Podcast. And right now we are currently on our way from Memphis, Tennessee
Interstate 55 South
on our way to Jackson, Mississippi. Another home of the blues.
I have never been to Mississippi before.
Me neither.
It's beautiful.
It's something about this area, like even Memphis and like just, you know, Tennessee and all this area, the Mid-South. It's like the way the sun falls on this area of the country is different because it's like golden hour almost all day. Like it's so bright and it's just, it lights everything up so like orange and golden, and it's really beautiful. It's something you don't see a lot back home.
Yeah, and also it's very overcast. It seems like the sun breaks through. In Memphis, at least it was. That's where we obviously just came from, and it was raining. We were at this fried chicken joint. It was like pouring rain.
First of all, it was the best fried chicken I've ever had in my life.
Shout out Gus's world famous
fried chicken. It's worth going to Memphis just for that.
We went twice. Anyways, and it was pouring rain, and it was just a beautiful day before that, in like the 70s. And then all of a sudden, we leave the chicken joint, and I see the sun, and I'm like, Anthony, there's gonna be a rainbow. There has to be. It's literally raining, like perfect mist, and the sun is coming through. And so we get in the car, and we start driving, like not even for like 30 seconds, and then all of a sudden, I could see the faint colors of the rainbow start to appear. And so I pull over and I'm like, oh, this is gonna, it's just gonna get bigger. And all of a sudden it did. It went full arc over the whole city of Memphis.
The entire city.
We were taking all these pictures.
It was literally coming out of, it looked like it was starting where the Bass Pro Shop was, which was this giant pyramid building. So it looked like the rainbow was coming out of a pyramid. And we were right by the Mississippi River. And it was just so epic with the whole city, like rainbow over the whole city.
Yep.
And for me, rainbows remind me of my brother Oliver who moved on. And it like really, it's like him on the trip with us. And even where we were
like
staying in our Airbnb,
that day, yeah.
Our street name was Oliver Ave.
Oliver Ave. That's how we had to get to our parking spot. We stayed in this really cool neighborhood, Cooper Young.
It's an old historical neighborhood in Memphis.
Kind of like, you know, a more hipster, like recently gentrified type neighborhood, young like families. And we stayed there. It was really cool. We were in this big house called the Captain Harris House.
Big old Victorian house.
Gorgeous, like painted all these funky colors. I think the Airbnb ad was like, Captain Harris House, fun and funky or something. Like, and so that was cool. And it was really awesome. We had like our own little balcony. We had our own.
It was like an old Victorian house that they separated into all these apartments, which was really cool.
Yeah, so it was really nice, and just so, I just loved it. There was a big old claw bathtub. And
I really liked the vibe of Memphis opposed to the vibe of Nashville. Like, it was totally different.
Mm-hmm.
It felt like more real.
Yeah,
and like more raw.
More down to earth.
Yeah.
Seemed like people live there. They've lived there their whole lives or something, or they just love Memphis and they live there. Nashville seemed more of a transplant city, like you go there to make it or something.
Exactly.
Memphis is like,
I've been living, maybe I got family roots that have been here forever.
Maybe it's harder to get out, but it's not, well, you don't necessarily want to get out.
It's home of the blues, baby.
Yeah, so our trip consisted of lots of barbecue.
We had barbecue twice. Central BBQ, which was our first night, and there was a little bit of a chain, so
it started,
I was
kind of
disappointed.
Memphis, and we went to the original.
Yeah, I was a little disappointed. I was like, these ribs, you know, they're not what
they
I was hoping for.
We got a full slab. We got half dry, half wet. Wet's the way to go if you're in Memphis. And
yeah, definitely.
Get that like sauce all over it, but dry is just the dry rub that they use.
So
it
we got
was
that.
Very salty.
It was, yeah. We woke
it
up in the middle of the night,
and we were like, nah, this isn't.
This isn't the Memphis ribs I was looking for.
No. And So like, we'll try again tomorrow.
That was the night. But we were like, all right, we got some Memphis BBQ. So the next day, we get up, and I was like, I want to go to Beale Street. Like, that's, it's always been this, like, vision of mine to play on Beale Street, just to busk there and play the blues on Beale Street. Because for those of you who don't know, Beale Street in Memphis is, like, home of the blues. Like, it literally has a sign that says Beale Street, home of the blues.
Yep.
And
so every night we think of a generally, like, where are we thinking we want to play. We figure out my schedule for work. We look at my calendar. I've been waking up, like, probably 6:37 every morning just to start work so that we can be done a little bit earlier, so that by, like, 11 or 12 we can kind of just take off for the afternoon, and if I need to jump back onto it, we will. And so we were like, all right, like, let's do it. I finished all the calls, and I'm like, let's go to Beale Street. Or first we got breakfast. We walked to a cafe, got some breakfast, and then we were like, all right, let's pack up the car, go to Beale Street, and just see if we can set up. Which was so cool, because we drove by a few times, and it was really dead downtown. It's like only like 11 or 12.
Yeah,
it's
like seems really like a very,
it's
yeah.
It's like 11 a.m., right?
It's like a ghost town.
So we're just like, I'm trying to figure out a place to set up Anthony in front of this thing that says Home of the Blues. And then I'm like, why don't we just go in the middle of the street? There's literally nobody around. They don't even let cars on that street anyway. And so I'm like, I can get a good camera angle here. I finally figured out how to work the tripod a little. And we had this new mic. So we're going to like try and catch the sound better. And I'm like, let's just go in the middle. And we set up in the middle and we just start rocking. Like,
it was so weird. Like, at first it was almost like a spooky vibe. Like, I was like, is this worth it? Like, is this gonna work? Almost getting like doubts. And then the second we plugged in and started playing, I was like, oh my gosh, I've been like dreaming of this almost like for so long. And it felt so right just to like play the blues on Beale Street, and it felt so natural. And even made $2 from a guy who was watching and really liked it. And that, to me, is, like, the best $2 I ever made in my life, was I made it playing the blues on Beale Street.
Yeah, seriously. And it's really kind of funny how many nerves run through my system. And
it's
I'm
like
not
game
even,
day.
Like, we have all this equipment, and we're about to set up and play really loud, and I'm going to film it all. And I'm just like, are we going to get shut down? Like, everywhere we've gone, the only place I didn't feel that way was at the White House.
Because
it
was
just like a free-for-all there. But everywhere we've gone on this trip, even when we're on the balconies of the Airbnbs, I'm like, oh my gosh, like, are we going to be able to pull this off? Like, is there going to be, and we just kind of keep going. And even today we go to set up a live stream and the batteries die in the amp. And I'm like, I knew that was going to happen. Like, before we even started playing, I was like, I think these batteries are going to die. We haven't changed them once. But I was like, whatever, I have the charged.
But we did Beale Street, and it was flawless, basically. And we were so, like, high after that from, you know, just all the nerves and adrenaline. We drove right to Graceland.
And
yes. Graceland is Elvis's house, his mansion, estate. Just some advice, like, it's kind of not the best area. So Graceland's a...
There's lots of fast food.
Lots
around.
Of pawn shops.
Pawn shops.
It, just to give you an idea. You know, we like go there. We don't know what to expect, really. We go, pull up, you know, we see the mansion and see his planes and stuff. And we ask, like, oh, how much is it to get a tour? And it's like $75 a person. And it takes like all day. And I was like, I mean, I love Elvis, but I don't think I love Elvis that much. And it was just like very cool to be in that area and see, you know, where he lived and that huge estate. But, you know, it wasn't worth really going inside for us. I mean, we're more of like travelers that like to experience everything outside of like the museums and everything, kind of just experience the area for what it is. Mm-hmm. So we ended up doing that.
And we signed our name on the wall.
Yeah, we did sign our name on the wall. So if you go there, it should say A plus K equals heart. It's very cute. And
I think I wrote the date too, 11/10/2020.
And I wrote my name somewhere on that wall. And then we went to Gus's Fried Chicken. And
oh,
Lord,
yes.
When it comes to the South and fried chicken, Gus's is like no other. They fry it in peanut oil. And
if we were talking about the fried chicken that we ate on the side of the road from...
We did, I think, yes.
So we thought that was the best fried chicken in the world. And then we went to Gus's and we were like, oh my gosh, probably better than that.
And it was, like, so good that this morning Kelly woke up and was like, can we please just go to Gus's one more time
before we leave? I literally was thinking about it all morning. All morning, I'm like, I just need Gus's again before we leave. Like, it was so good. I can't. There's a saying in Memphis, you can't eat.
Can't eat barbecue at a place with matching chairs.
And Gus's.
Gus's dad
did
no
not
matching,
have matching chairs.
Chairs.
It was like a little hole in the wall. You walk like by the kitchen, shack. And it's just fryers in there, and you're like, oh.
You just hear the vats going, like.
Oh, like, please.
Oh, my gosh.
So, we were there yesterday, and then again today.
And then after Gus's, you know, we had to go and, like, kind of just decompress. And that's when we saw the rainbow.
Yes, right
and
after Gus's.
We literally chased the rainbow, like, all through the city. And ended up at the train tracks by the pyramid and the Mississippi River. And
yeah,
it was just, like,
that look out over to the bluff.
So
and you could
beautiful.
See this Memphis sign that I was like, I think it would be cool if we could get out there and play. We suggest places where we want to live stream. I suggest cool, like, Instagrammable spots that we might be able to set up at. And then the day that comes, we just go with whatever we're feeling. And so today we pack up and we're like, I think we should probably go to that spot again where the rainbow was coming out. And then I'm, like, looking at it on the map and it's like a half a mile from where you're able to park. And so I'm like, I don't know. We're going to have to carry all that stuff. And it's like, no, we could do it. Let's just scooter. We have our scooters with us.
We have two Razor scooters.
So he puts the amp in the guitar bag. I have a guitar on my back. We just pack everything onto our backs.
And we start whipping our scooters.
Through this park.
Through the walking path. Like
right on the bluff.
Half a
so
mile.
So you're like in between the Mississippi River right there.
Like in between Memphis
and
Arkansas.
On the other side of the river.
It's so cool.
So then we're whipping. And we get there.
And we got there, and, like, it was just such a beautiful day. And, like, you're on this huge grass bluff, like, island.
It's
and
a
with
huge
this
park.
Huge Memphis
an
sign.
Amphitheater.
If there's an amphitheater, all this stuff, a fountain.
And, like, no one's
and
around.
Not one person is around. So
I
we
think
just,
one girl and her friend came, and they were doing, like, a photo shoot behind your live stream. It was so funny. Because they were, like, dancing and stuff to your music while they were taking pictures.
Oh,
and you could see, like, them doing that on the live stream, and I was loving that. So, that was really fun. But night before when we after we decompressed, we weren't even that hungry.
But we were determined to have good barbecue.
We needed to have barbecue again. So, I'm back after Gus's. I'm back at the house. This is yesterday, and I'm trying to upload a bunch of videos onto YouTube. I'm trying to do some work. I'm trying to send some stuff out to clients.
We also just uploaded the premiere to YouTube.
Like, the clients that keep sending me the emails, any update on this? ? So I'm like, oh yeah, I guess I need to update you on this since I have been ignoring this message for like 2 days now. And granted, it's not a real client yet, but they're doing some small work and I need to get back to them. I said I'd get back to them early next week, so if you don't get it by Tuesday night, it's midweek, so you gotta get it by Tuesday. So I'm getting the emails out, trying to upload the videos for like the 8th time on YouTube. The connection.
We finally uploaded the premiere for White House. If you want to go see it,
can't post the blog without the YouTube link, without the podcast link, because it's all supposed to like kind of live in the same environment. So I was just really hoping to get that up. It finally went through this morning.
And it was just
and
so much satisfaction.
Last night was really funny, too, because we had the neighbor knock on our door, and we thought we were in trouble. And then he was really just like, heard Anthony playing guitar, and he was like, you're really good, man. Like,
and we're like, oh, sorry, is it too loud? He's like, no, you're just really good.
And so we just started hanging out with him for a bit. And
his parents owned the house.
He told us about the house and how the neighborhood used to be. And
yeah, he gave us the lowdown.
It was fun.
It was really cool. So we got to meet some cool people. We tried some amazing food.
Yeah.
We had two very successful live streams. And Memphis was overall very good to us. It's a place I would love to go back to and do more. Because there's so much to do and see. Like, just musically even, historically. And food-wise.
You could tell it's a little different because of COVID. They the artists had a protest on Beale Street to, not when we were there, but earlier, to be able to play because they weren't letting music because of COVID. And so then they finally let the musicians back into the stores to play. So we heard about that. And I think it's just in general, people aren't traveling as much, which is a good thing, you know. So, but it's really kind of hard to see cities that are, they really thrive off tourism, and they're pretty dead right now. And so, you know, we're trying to leave good tips to all the places that we're eating.
One thing about Memphis,
but, yeah, it was,
like, when I think about cities too, is like, you think of these huge buildings and, you know, like hustle bustle, like just all craziness. Memphis was very, like, the buildings were all very small. Like, the skyline was, it was very little compared to what, you know, we're used to.
Yeah.
So that was cool to, like, get to this part of the country. It's totally different. It's
smaller than even, like, Oakland.
It's wild.
Even smaller than Denver.
It's like a town, almost. Like,
I don't know. Yeah, it kind of reminded me of White Plains, New York.
Yeah.
That has, like, the high rises, like, for the mall and stuff, but it's not even, like, a city. It's just,
exactly.
I don't know. It was very small. Manageable. But the food is definitely a highlight, and just the people in general. There was,
the people were very nice.
They were
nice.
Really sweet there, and you know, it was just nice.
So now we're in the car right now on, what are we on, 55 South?
Yeah, Interstate 55 South.
And we're headed to Jackson. How far are we from Jackson, baby?
27 minutes.
27 minutes.
Stay in a Hilton.
Staying
tonight.
In a Hilton, getting a little hotel life in tonight for one night before we hit the road to go to New Orleans tomorrow.
Yes, we're going to and be in New Orleans for
three
for
nights.
Three nights.
And
I'm
we are very
so excited.
Excited
because the lady who we're staying with, we have our private apartment in her house, and she said that we can check out whenever we want on Sunday because no one is going to be coming in after us. So that means that we're going to have a very, very relaxing time, and then on Sunday when we leave, we're just going to do a straight 8-hour drive to
Austin,
it seems.
But first, we're headed to Jackson right now.
Yes, so we're getting a little distracted, but
we're going to Jackson
now.
Well, I'm going to Jackson.
I'm just trying to figure
out. Look out, Jackson.
I have no expectations. I was just excited to go to Mississippi.
I'm excited. The only reason I put Jackson on this list for us to stop at was for the Johnny and Cash and June Carter song, I'm Going to Jackson. Literally, the only reason I wanted to come, and because I know it's got such strong roots of the blues and soul, so I'm very excited about that
and
see what's going on.
Instead of driving 6 hours today to get to New Orleans, we only have to drive 3 hours, and we got to see more of Memphis today.
And why not stop in Jackson?
Because of work, I really need to take it slow. And there's no need to rush. We got our awesome spaceship driving us.
Well, I'm going to Jackson, gonna mess around. I'm going to Jackson. Look out, Jackson Town. I think we're going to eat. We're debating between. I think we're doing one more night of barbecue tonight, baby.
Tonight?
Yeah.
All right.
We're going
to the Catfish place?
Yes. They have a special for my baby. They got a special on catfish.
I
got
to get
they
me some
a
catfish
very special
in Mississippi.
Catfish meal. So we're going to get her some Mississippi catfish. And please tune in to the live streams.
What are you going to eat?
I'm going to eat some barbecue.
Woo!
Oh, I'm going to eat maybe some more ribs, maybe some pulled pork.
Tomorrow,
we'll see.
Are we going to live stream anywhere?
Tomorrow we are going to live stream. We're going to try to find a place in Jackson in the, late morning time. And please keep a lookout. Follow Kelly's blog because she's been posting updates. And that's TamericTeaTime.com. And also, please follow along on Facebook and everything else.
All of the links to everything should be on
asfvision.com. We really appreciate everyone that's, you know, tuned in and has been following along. Your support and just the fact that you're following along really keeps us motivated and just trying to spread some love right now in these, you know, uncertain times. And everyone's just feeling a little uneasy, so
and
just trying to reconnect with, like, the country.
Health report, I think both of us so far feeling good.
Feel great.
Symptoms.
We've stayed out of...
No COVID symptoms.
And we've stayed out of crowds and all those things.
Yeah, if you've noticed from our live stream, there's not too many people around. So The virtual tips have been really helpful.
Yes, thank you to everyone that supports really on the nice. Venmo.
But also, we're just doing this for, like, to share with you our journey.
We're driving right now, and it's sunset, and it's just literally gorgeous. We're on Interstate 55 South, headed to Jackson, Mississippi, and
it's 5:19 p.m. Central Time.
So
we can smell some smoky.
I know campfires. It smells like smoky campfires and barbecue and stuff smoking. I can't wait.
It's really exciting, and I think that this is gonna be a fun stop through.
So please tune in to Jackson tomorrow, and if you missed the White House live, we premiered it today on YouTube, and we're gonna be premiering all the videos along the way on later dates on YouTube. So please go to subscribe to my YouTube, yes. And
eventually we'll get a rhythm going. It's just a little bit.
Thanks for bearing with us.
The internets aren't always that great where we're staying.
This has been the Blind Cross Country Blind Busking Tour Podcast.
This has been the Blind Busking Live Stream Music Tour Podcast.
I am Anthony Ferraro.
I am Kelly Ann Walborn.
And
and this podcast has been sponsored by Nobody.
If you want to have us say your name instead of Nobody, please send us money or your product, and we will represent it.
Yes, we will.
God bless America. And
have a wonderful evening.
On to Jackson, Mississippi.